Yeah, it's working. Woo!
Never get that.
All right. Thank you for your patience. Thank you that you give us a chance to make it again. So yeah, and it's very, very well, and happy to be here with you and informing the people or friends from CGE what is coming up and what the people can do here. So okay, just introduce yourself. Who are you?
Well, I'm a student at the school, so I'm in 11th grade. So next year I'm gonna graduate, so I'm not that class who has now the problems with their exams. So yes, that's also the reason why I'm not going to school at the moment, because everybody else is at the school right now.
Do you mean everybody else at the school? That's gonna be good for our next question also. Like, how is it the situation now? Like you said, you are not going to school, but part of them are going to school. What is it now?
Like the 12th, like the last class. So they're going to school now, but I'm gonna graduate next year, so I have to wait because I'm not that important.
Okay, all right.
Like my class isn't
that
important right now. So,
like literally the people or the students that can go is just 12, and another one they just wait.
And so those ones who have exams this year, they have to go to school.
All right, pretty much cool. So, but what is it? What is like your normal daily life in Shula Parliament? What is Shula Parliament doing? So what are you doing there?
Like it's something we do voluntarily. So normally we are texting by WhatsApp. So it's not every day, but a couple of days, or when we have a project, it's every day. And so normally before Corona, we met up like once or twice a month, and we discussed some topics and our next projects or something else. Yes.
So, and now is the difference, right? Like, what are you doing now in this time? What is the difference? And which projects is coming?
Okay, so we now have a Discord server, and we're pretty much, like, we have lots of platforms now. Like, we made some interviews of 24 hours live stream, and we are making a podcast.
Cool.
Moment, and we have a project for students about more participation in school, for example when it's about online schooling, because some teachers are giving pretty much exercises and some of them don't, and well, to give them some feedback or to change something, we are going to make a project about this participation.
Okay, so literally the people or the students can coming up to Shula Parliament and also give their voice to change something in the school system, or how can I understand that, this?
Not in the school system, but like, I don't know how to explain it. So every school can send some of two students to the Shula Parliament, and they're like electing a Vorstand. So we are the Vorstand, and we are communicating with some politics, and we're also doing cooperations with the BAM
project
here in Erfurt, and we're trying to change something, and we're trying to let the students participate in the life in Erfurt. So we're trying to make the life better in Erfurt for the students, not only school, but also, for example, when you're riding a bike, that you're safe in the city.
Cool. So you are like a bridge for the students, between students and politicians in Erfurt, or how can I?
Yes, quite a bit, but yeah.
Yeah. It's not about just politics. This is the plan, okay.
Well, it's not just about politics, but if you want to change something, you have to go to the politicians. Like if you want to have better ways in the city for bikes, You have to go to the politicians, and because you can't, you can't change them by yourself, you know, like you need.
Okay. Yeah. So, and what are you doing now during this time? Like, which projects are currently underway? Like, what is going on now with the situation?
But at the moment, we have a Discord server. Like, everybody can join us there, and we're sometimes having, like, I don't know, like meetings there, and we are having discussions and a program. And at the moment, the participation for students in time of Corona, like,
all right,
we're trying via email to make the school, like, to give a little bit attention to the students that they can also decide what happens, because we're never asked, like, we just have to follow the rules.
I see. And for whom is actually like Schule Parliament? It's like everybody can come, and or just the students that I don't know, interest about politics, or
young people who want to change something.
Okay, so this is the value that can get if they are joining Schule Parliament.
Like, it's not about joining, but they can give us ideas, and we can try to
all right.
give them to the politicians. Because to be in the Schule Parliament, you have to be a student, because you need a school. But yes.
All right. So cool. And maybe if someone wants to ask about something in Schule Parliament, please just write in the comments. So yeah, and how can like the youth can contact you now, and what is the best reach? You said in Discord you are really active, and in Instagram.
Yeah, via Instagram or via email, this is also possible. And yes, but I think Instagram or Discord is the most common way and the most easiest.
Is it, how is it now? Is it easy for you? How you can contact them? Is it like they are knowing you and then they're contacting you directly, or are you have to approach them? Like you have to contact them that they can give them idea, give your idea to
But
your
if you have
man.
An idea, or if you want to tell us something, you can just send us a message.
Okay, like everything that can change effort.
If you have an idea, if you have an inspiration, well,
all right.
Why not?
All right, cool. Thank you very much. And do you have something or one last message for the youth nowadays, especially in our in our public is like Europe? Do you have any?
Well, stay safe at first. Stay safe and healthy. And be grateful for every chance you get, and take your chances. And yes, if you have an idea, or if you want to change something, just text us. And yeah, believe in yourself. Like, it's a hard time, but you can make the best out of it.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. It's a great last message. Keep it in mind. Yeah, but one question, it's coming from Amalia. You want to answer this? What are the challenges and the concern of young people today in Thuringia?
Today in Thuringia, I don't know, but I think, well, I know from my experience and from my friends that there are two types of young people right now. Those who stay productive all day, who make lots of their free time, and those who want to end this as soon as possible, who are just lazy. So I think it's really hard for young people to stay motivated, because normally you're always stressed up, and most people hate stress. So it's really hard to get in that productive mood, because normally you're always forced to be productive, and now you have to force yourself. And I think that's a bit difficult for some people.
Okay.
And yes.
Do you have any tips maybe for the last, now, for the tips for the people that they can motivate themselves now to stay productive, or maybe enjoy the time? I don't know.
Well, first of all, you have to stay productive mentally. And if you want to stay productive mentally, you have to be productive physically. So, in my opinion, as a, me personally, I love sport, and I'm like every productive day, I did sport. So, if you do sport, you're getting those endorphins, and then you're be productive, and it's so much easier if you did sport to be concentrated than if you just lay around all day. So, yes.
That's great.
And
That's
also
great.
healthy nutrition. That's also really important because
Yes.
if you just eat junk food all day, you'll just be down. I don't
Yeah.
know. I
Don't
don't
have
know what
much
to do.
energy. Yes, it is very important. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your works. Thank you for supporting young people in this day, because I think they need more role models so that can look for up. So yeah, if anybody want to reach up, Shula Parliament, apparently, I think they also can. If anyone like want to hear something more about Erfurt and you just can speak English, is this okay? Okay, let's just connect with them, reach them. I think they're good people. They're motivated to help you guys. So we are motivated to help you guys. So thank you very much for being here and being in the interview. And
So,
yeah, and maybe if you want to like see you at the kickoff, it would be great to have you there.
Okay, good.
Nice. We will see
Then,
you, Tajer. Goodbye.
bye.
Have a nice weekend.